I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We've got a partly sunny sky in store for us today with a slight chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm today into tonight. Look for a high today of 76 degrees. A new poll says Illinois voters remain divided on what to do about the state's financial problems. Brian Mackey has more.
The poll puts Illinois' deficit at $10 billion and gives voters three choices for how to fix it: raise taxes, cut waste and inefficiency, or both. Cuts were the most popular answer at 45%. Just 11% favored only raising taxes. About a third said do both. Paradoxically, when you ask voters about specific areas to cut, most are rejected. Support was strongest for spending on education, poor people, and individuals with disabilities. Unfortunately for the poll respondents, few in government actually think Illinois can cut its way out of its deficit. Even Republican Governor Bruce Rauner says he's willing to raise taxes if he gets some of his pro-business wish list. I'm Brian Mackey.
You can hear more about polling coming up this morning at 7:44 with Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford talking with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute's interim director, Jack Titchener. New identification cards in Illinois aim to ease interaction between police and people with disabilities. The Arlington Daily Herald reports the Person with a Disability Wallet card is available free from any Secretary of State Driver Services facility. The cards are given to applicants 16 and older who've been diagnosed with an intellectual, developmental, or mental disability, including autism, epilepsy, anxiety, bipolar disorder, or schizophrenia. The card tells authorities to not interpret behavior as a refusal to cooperate. Rather, people with such disabilities may struggle to verbalize. The card was introduced this year as part of a new state law sponsored by Democratic State Representative Stephanie Kifwit of Oswego and Democratic State Senator Linda Holmes of Aurora. The Illinois Lottery has a new version of its popular instant ticket. The MS Project instant ticket has a top prize of $50,000, but State Department of Public Health Director Dr. Nirav Shah says the best part is that proceeds go toward research in multiple sclerosis.
For many years, treatments and therapies were very elusive, but in recent years, there are promising new hopes on the horizon, and that makes the research that this ticket supports all the more important right now.
The MS Project ticket has raised more than $8 million since 2008. Spring officially arrives today. If you go into the woods, you're likely to see the early blooming plants. But botanist and plant ecologist Chris Benda says don't forget to look up for more signs of spring.
And trees are wind pollinated, and so they don't need showy petals or really fancy looking flowers. And lots of our maples and elms and such are flowering right now.
I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's 7:07.